This is ARPBEAT, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta A-Stars. It's nearly impossible to stand still when the sound of drums is in the air. Some of the most popular programs presented every summer by Rooted Enrichment Center are the Community Drum and Dance Events, a multi-generational, traditional West African dance celebration held at different locations in Kalamazoo. Jay Young is Rooted's Youth and Cultural Arts Director. Jay, tell us first, what is Rooted?
Of course. Rooted is a nonprofit, and our mission is reclaiming the village through cultural liberation by holding spaces for internal transformation, healing arts, and birthing justice. I know that's a mouthful, but basically that means that we deal anything that is birthing related and healing arts for the BIPOC community.
And what is your role? And tell us how you became involved.
Yeah, my role is the Youth and Cultural Arts Director. There are three branches and initiatives within Rooted, and I'm the director for the Youth and Cultural Arts, and that's anything youth-driven and open to the community, like any event open to the community. How I got started with Rooted, back in 2019, September, after I graduated from Kalamazoo College, one of my mentors suggested Rooted to me, and I found that Kama Mitchell, who's the executive director and founder of Rooted, was looking for a personal assistant. I applied for the position, ended up getting into the director, like the arts director part of the organization instead of a personal assistant due to my resume and the things that I enjoy doing.
And you have some events coming up. You have something on August 14th, September 11th, September 25th. Go ahead and tell us about those.
So August 14th is our community drum and dance, and it is a collaboration with El Concilio for Health Day. It is going to be at Spring Valley Park at 11 a.m. However, Health Day starts at 9 a.m. So it's going to be lots of drumming and dancing and lots of fun. And also September 11th and September 25th is also community drum and dances. The difference between the August and September is the rhythm. So for August, we're learning the Dun Dun Ba rhythm, which is strongman dance. And then for September, we're learning Chalky Lambe, which is another West African rhythm.
So I'd be fascinated to hear about the history, these West African rhythms. Do you know anything about where this began from? What are the roots of these?
Yes. So my teacher, who is Kama Mitchell, she teaches the history to me and whoever else is facilitating classes. And most of the rhythms that she teaches is from West Africa, and it's from the Malinke people in Guinea, West Africa, and also Senegal, all in the regions of where the Mali Empire was before Africa was separated into different countries that we know today.
And who gets to be involved in these events? Do you need to have some drumming experience, or do you need to be a certain age? Who can get involved?
Community drum and dance is open to all ages, all levels. You don't have to have any previous experience. If you have a djembe or a dun-dun drum, you can also bring your djembe and dun-dun drum, but community drum and dance is for the entire community of all ages. It's an intergenerational class. It's open to all.
This is ARPBEAT on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Can you just watch if you don't want to actually participate?
Yes. There's a lot of people who like just come around just to be inside of the atmosphere, into the space, because the drums are really like a spiritual thing within traditional West African dance. And if you are around, it just really makes you feel vibrant. So some people do just sit around and watch. Some people dance, some people drum, Some people just taking pictures, video. Some people just having fun. It's all about bringing the community together, no matter age, race, identity, all walks of life.
Have you ever seen anybody stand still when they listen?
Yes, a lot of people just stand and watch. Some people sit. Some people grab a blanket and literally sit in the grass with us as they're watching. So it's literally just...
I'm just wondering, because I've listened to some of the videos that you have online. You have a Facebook page, you have a website, you're on YouTube, and it really is rather impossible to listen to these beats and this rhythm without starting to move with them yourself.
Yeah, the drums are really healing, and actually when I heard it from the first time, I was like, it was just like taking over my body, and I just could not, like, not move my body.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So what is it about drumming, about these kind of rhythms, that brings the healing aspect to it?
Yes. So within our studies, we often promote, like, social-emotional learning and also, like, being social aware of your body, body awareness, and how your body moves, and just allowing your body to be freeing. Because a lot of people hold trauma within the muscles, within their bones, depending on their posture, they hold trauma within their body. And West African dance allows you to loosen up those tensions within your body to allow your body to heal from whatever trauma it's been through. So healing, we believe, is not just a mental thing, but it's also a part of your body.
You know, I've always had this theory, thinking about music and rhythm and how it's a kind of an international language and how people respond to it. And why is that? I've pondered that, and I've often thought there's all kinds of rhythms going in the human body, the heartbeat, the pulsing mm-hmm. of our blood, and that there's some connection in there. And maybe that's something to do with the healing as well, that we respond to those rhythms because they're already inside of us.
Yes, yes. I agree with all of those things. And as I continue my studies, because I've been working for Rooted for 2 years now, and I'm still continuing this study of West African dance and how it connects with the body and the healing and everything and how it's all wellly connected. I'm just fascinated by all of the work that our bodies do, our mental health is, and how we are within the community and how we decide to continue to heal from whatever experiences or trauma that we had.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with Jay Young, the Youth and Cultural Arts Director at Rooted Enrichment Center in Kalamazoo. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.